Welcome to This Week in Arkansas, where we'll highlight all the best travel destinations in Arkansas, give you a statewide outlook on the weather, and bring you all the scores and upcoming Razorback games all in one show. I'm Porter Hayes, co-host of Hog Talk Podcast, and for my co-host Adam Hall and myself, we are so excited to be teamed up with All About Arkansas and Scott Covert from Channel 5 News to bring you this unique style show each week right here on all of our social media platforms for our viewers to enjoy. Now we will send you off to the travel destination of the week as All About Arkansas details another great trip in the natural state.
Hi, everybody. I'm Timothy.
And I'm Lindsay.
Hang on, start over. I was looking over here instead of over here.
You look at the ball.
Okay, the ball, not the screen. Hi, everybody. I'm Timothy.
And I'm Lindsay.
And we're All About...
We are.
But what do you want me to say?
And
it's going to be great for...
We are All About Arkansas.
We are?
We are.
No, aren't you? You said with.
With, say with.
Hi, everybody. I'm Timothy.
And I'm Lindsay.
With All About Arkansas.
And we travel all over Arkansas to bring the best things there are to do, see, and eat to you. Today, we have a top 10 list of the best things to do in Arkansas right now.
The things you should not miss.
The things you should not miss in Arkansas right now.
Cut. You can cut that.
Thank you, Lindsay, from All About Arkansas, for giving us another travel destination for all of our viewers in the great state of Arkansas. Filling in for Scott Covert this week is Zachary Hall, and up next after the break, he will bring you a weekend outlook on the forecast.
Everybody, how's it going? Zachary Hall here, otherwise known as the Arkansas Storm Tracker. The Hog Talk Podcast and All About Arkansas invited me on to talk some weather this week. The normal weather spot is hosted by Chief Meteorologist Scott Covert. He's on vacation this week, so they brought me in to talk about the weather, specifically this weekend, the Razorback game, and what you can expect. The weather this week has been really nice, and you can expect more of that as we roll into the weekend. We don't have any rain chances, and I know that we do need it. We're dry, but it does look clear for the weekend, with highs mainly in the 70s across the state, with lows down in the 40s and 50s, so not as cold in the morning, but still cool in the mornings, very pleasant in the afternoons, with plenty of sunshine to go around. If you plan on heading to Fayetteville Saturday, I know I'll be there. Huge game against the LSU Tigers. Kickoff in Fayetteville around 6 p.m. I think the weather's going to be perfect. We should be around 67 or 68 degrees or so at kickoff. Obviously, there won't be any rain or cloud cover to deal with no humidity. It will feel like football weather in Fayetteville if you're in Donald W. Reynolds Stadium. I know I'm excited, and I hope you are too. I know a lot of followers of mine on social media have been asking me lately about rain chances, and right now, the latest data, especially through the next 7 days, looks pretty bleak. I don't think we're going to have much in the way of rain, especially through this weekend and early next week. Hopefully, as we round out this weekend and in through the middle part of next week, we'll have a better signal for rainfall. Our state is becoming very dry. The wildfire danger is pretty high across most of the state. Burn bans are coming about more and more. And bottom line, Arkansas needs rain. I hope this weather segment better prepared you for the weather ahead. I really appreciate you watching. Once again, my name is Zachary Hall, otherwise known as the Arkansas Storm Tracker, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Welcome back to This Week in Arkansas. We really want to thank Zachary Hall for filling in for Scott Covert this week while he's on vacation. And of course, Lindsay with All About Arkansas. Be sure to follow both on their social media platforms. I'm Porter Hayes. Alongside me is Adam Hall. Important game this week, Adam. We don't know the status of QB1 Taylen Green, which is going to be a huge factor in this game. I mean, what are your initial thoughts on, is he going to play, or are they just trying to really hold out to see how he's going to be on Saturday?
I think ultimately you're trying to hold out how he's going to be and if they're going to play him. But at the same time, I don't have any doubt that they've been trying to get Malachi Singleton ready for this for the past 2 weeks. I know, obviously, you want QB1 to be able to go, but you don't want to put him out there, you know, at 70, 80% or whatever he may be. So I think that, you know, you're playing somewhat coy from a coaching standpoint on what you're saying to the media, because, I mean, you don't want to let LSU know what's going on. So you're kind of trying to wait till last minute, till these injury reports have to be put out, to see what's going to happen.
And we've seen what happened last year, you know, when they brought KJ back and tried to, you know, with the whole Malik Hornsby deal. But that's what we talked about earlier in the season. We have, you know, seen that Singleton can go out there and perform. He can put the team on his back. Granted, they let him score or not, debatable. But we know that there's a possibility if they're not in just dire straits of not knowing what they're going to get. I think he is capable of holding it down because of the Arkansas defense, but we know it's going to be a much better chance if Talon Green is out there on Saturday.
Absolutely. He brings a different dynamic that we haven't seen yet from Malachi. We haven't had to see it yet. His ability to move, to truly command an offense from start to finish. You know, he's kind of been put in spots to fill in. Well, yes, finish the Tennessee game was obviously a big part of that, but what are we going to get to see him from start to finish? What are we going to see from him? I know that this, if Talon is not able to go, it's a huge shot to him, because him and Nussmeier for LSU were high school rivals. Mm-hmm. And so it was one of those that he has been wanting to get this game to be able to go against him once more, because they were apparently, you know, big rivals in the state of Texas same year and battled it out several times under the Friday Night Lights. So I know that he's probably taken this to heart a lot more than any of the other players, coaches.
And the magnitude of this game, if it is indeed Singleton who gets the snaps, Arkansas gets the win over LSU with a backup quarterback, what does that tell you right there about where this program is with Bobby Petrino and Sam Pittman?
Light years ahead of where they were last year. I mean, obviously, you're already at the 4-win mark compared to last year's 4-8, but the mentality has changed, and I think this would solidify a lot of that, a lot of the second-guessing, even by, like, folks by myself second-guessing this, you know, just waiting for things to fall, things to crumble. And so I think that's one of those that this game would truly shoo away a lot of the doubt that has been put out there.
Yeah, and again, nighttime, you can see this game on ESPN. If you are a YouTube TV user, it does give you the option of ABC or ESPN broadcast for those YouTube TV users. So another key game under the lights at Donald W. Reynolds Stadium, which we know how the fans showed up against the Tennessee game, going to be a much more heated environment for the Battle of the Boot. But that will do it for this episode of This Week in Arkansas. For Adam Hall, I'm Porter Hayes. Thank you for everybody tuning in, and we'll catch you next week.